Good morning, everyone. Welcome. let's just take a couple of moments to focus our minds this morning before the teaching. So our teachers repeatedly encourage us to bookend all of our actions with setting an intention in the beginning and dedicating our positive actions at the end. So first off, let's take a minute to rejoice that we're all here. It's amazing that we have a center at all. You know that Dr. Don Brown founded this center more than 25 years ago by asking Lama Zopa Rinpoche, our spiritual director. And it's amazing that we have resident teachers to offer us authentic teachings, our two dear Geshe's. And it's amazing that the center has continued to be around all these years through the generous efforts of so many people, all of us here today and many who aren't here today. And it's amazing that you chose to come today. Whether it's your first time or whether you've been coming here for years, all of us together make the center. So we can rejoice in all those things. And from the moment that we decided to come to the center today, we've been accumulating positive merit. And merit is the positive potential that fuels our spiritual progress. So that positive potential is another thing in which we can rejoice. So there's lots of reasons why we might have chosen to come today. Take just a minute to recall yours, thinking about why you came. And then if you're interested, you may want to stretch that motivation even bigger. Our teachers tell us the ultimate motivation is for the benefit of all living beings. So let's do a very short meditation on that idea. So we're all the same in wanting happiness and not wanting suffering. And to try to understand this more deeply, our teachers have said it's easier to begin with those close to us. So think about the people you're close to, your family and friends. Imagine wishing them happiness and wishing them not to suffer. Try to really get a sense of that feeling, maybe even where it is in your body. And now imagine sending out love and compassion to them. And if it helps, you can imagine those wishes as a bright white light or a golden light. And now, if possible, expand that wish for happiness and no suffering to everyone in this room. And then you can expand it even more to everyone in the neighborhood, the folks at the Sonic or the dollar store, the insects along the railroad tracks. Now you can send that love and compassion out to all the beings in Wake County, and then even all of North Carolina. We can keep expanding to include the entire country, going up the East Coast and across the South, through the Midwest, through the Rockies, to the Northwest and California. And now imagine sending love and compassion throughout Canada and through Mexico. Through Central America and South America. And we can imagine sending that love and compassion to Asia, Europe, Africa, Australia, we can keep expanding to include all the beings in the ocean. And finally, we can send that wish for happiness and no suffering to the entire universe, to all beings everywhere. So now if we bring whatever positive motivation we recalled at the start of the exercise, or this wish to benefit all living beings that we just cultivated, if we take that as our motivation to listen to today's teachings, wow, we've really set up a positive mindset to start today's class. And that's something else we can rejoice in. Okay, so now we can bring our attention back to the room.
Prayer book, turn to page 34. And if you have the white binder, then just go to the first page. That's titled Kadapa Center Prayers. And we'll start with the mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha. Three times. Te ata om ne mane maha munaye soha. Te ata mane mane maha manaye soha te yata om mane mane maha manaye soha. Now they will continue with the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra, which is on the blue sheet in the white binder. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lap aside. So let's say the mantra seven times. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raza samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raza samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raza samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate so. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Now let's read the four measurables three times in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I'll turn to page 37. And at the bottom of the page are two mantras. So we'll recite the first mantra, Chenrezig Mantra, 8 times. He is the embodiment of all the Buddha's great compassion and wisdom. And then the Green Taurus Mantra, 7 times. She's the deity of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Thank you. And the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Maybe before we start Mickey Mouse talk, so please would you mind to introduce yourself to each other? Keep talking, I will take nap. Maybe we'll do, did you do meditation? So, maybe some of you are here first time, so maybe have some interest about meditation. Then I would like to share a few words with you. About meditation, okay, about meditation. So, so first need to think about, first we need to think about, you know, why life become more complicated. Why I'm not happy all the time. Why I'm not happy all the time. What we have body. We have body. So we all do, you do, I do, we all do, we have body. And we have, you know, brain. So then, according to Buddhism, we talk about consciousness or mind. Mind or thought. Something that thinks all the time. All kinds of things. So that is not has a much more sophisticated and complicated compared to our body. Our body, so there's pretty much same. But when it's come down on thought, then there's different. There's different. There's so many different kinds. How is your thought? Thought or thinking? Thinking or thought?
Either one.
Either one. Thinking or thought. We think. So now there, so because of that, and meditation, will help. Meditation will help to reduce the complications that, that within the mind, within the thought. Then meditation will help. Gom top, gom meditation, top power. Gom top power of meditation, gom top nyumon chungwa, nyumon. So that's very, very, very important to understand, not just, not just necessary, it's very important to understand, the thought process, what kind of thought arises, based on, cause and conditions, thought doesn't just arise, it requires some cause and conditions. Gom top. So I just want to share that with you, okay? Make sure that that you understand the power of meditation, gom top, nyumong. Tibetan word nyumong is called translated in English, affliction. Do you understand my English? Okay, yeah. Sorry, my pronunciation is getting old, like me. Afflictions, afflicted mind. To learn how to pay attention, and to stop, them. Called nyumong. Minute that thought arise, it's kind of like makes your inner world kind of looks messy. It kind of mess up. Your inner world. For example, when anger rises, happiness completely gone. There's no happiness. Zero. There's zero happiness. You can be billionaire, you can be professor, you can be psychologist. How is it? But happiness becomes zero. There's no happiness. It's not like someone else's anger is your anger. It's not someone else's anger that arises that your happiness is gone. Someone else's anger do contribute to destroy your happiness. But the main thing is, when anger rises, no happiness. You can wear rope, but no happiness. You can wear this rope, but there's no happiness. Rope doesn't protect anger from anger. So now see, where's the enemy? Enemy is within. It's not like someone outside. It's within. A disturbing thought. Disturbing thought, does unhealthy mind. Such as anger, jealousy, all of that. It's unhealthy mind. That's why our mind become unhealthy. That's why we are not happy. So it's very important. Gomtop nyumochuwa. So when you meditate and you try to, what you try to do through the power of meditation, you try to reduce or minimize the disturbing thought that drags you down. They drag you down and corner you into darkness. No light. Therefore, Meditation means need to think. No, think about the benefit of practicing patience. Think about the downside of anger. Again and again, again and again. Not just, you know, like, so, see, if you like to have, like, how is the, if you like to have big muscle, what do you call this, muscle? Muscle. Going to gym one day, that's not going to produce muscle. You need to do again and again, similar. So then when you sit down there, you think about, you know, you think about this and how the power of meditation to reduce or minimize or root out all the disturbing thought, okay? All the disturbing thought. Danana dubhe nimotus, danana dubhe, one of the Kadamba masters said, enemy is within, so that needs to be as a challenge. According to Shanti Deva's Guide to Buddhist the Way of Life, chapter number 6, the Shanti Deva said, if you manage to destroy this one enemy that is within anger, if you manage to destroy anger, then there's the equivalent of destroying all the enemies. Then there will be no more enemies. Very important. There's so many methods. Okay, so now, like to lead, you know, this nine round breathing meditation. Okay, 9 round breathing meditation. So now, every day, different kind of thought rise. Every day, you know, different kind of thought rise. And just check, just analyze, say only 100 thought rise every day. Let us just say, there's only 100 thought rise. Just say, no, probably much more than that. out of that 100 thought, how many of them are positive? Just each one of us has 100 thoughts every day. Are all those thoughts are healthy or unhealthy? So now you talk about, now we talk about healthy mind. So being aware throughout the day, being aware what kind of thought rise, being aware. And try all our best to generate more positive thought, the life is going to be much, much better off, much, much better. Whether you're believing in something, Buddhism, not Buddhism, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all, does not matter at all. Whether you're believing in Buddhism or not believing in Buddhism, does not matter at all. Even if you have managed to develop more positive thought throughout the day, looking at the bird, or looking at the squirrel, looking at the squirrel which is taking your fruit out of tree, if you can generate a positive thought on that, please teach me how to do that, okay? Can you imagine that? Squirrel taking your fruit out of your tree, if you can say, wow, that's wonderful things to do, you will have peace of mind all the time. But that's not the case. There's so many things, that's not the case. Oh. Eventually, you know, it does require deeper understanding of our own existence. Deeper knowledge about our own existence. Top of that, once you understand your own existence, then you can slowly understand that we all are connected, not just connected, deeply connected. So that connection is very much based on affection and loving kindness. If you understand your own existence. Some people they say you only live once. Not sure what that means. So not sure what that means. If that's the truth, then that's great news. If that's the truth, that's great news. I only want to live once. Because I don't want to live multiple times. What that means, it means so need to understand your own existence. You know? Connections between all of us, connection. Tibetan, American, we are connected. Not just connected, that connections is very deep. That's not based on attachment, anger and hatred. No, not at all. That's very, very much, according to Buddhist philosophy, Buddhism, that's very much basis on affection and loving-kindness. Now you still also understand, in Buddhism, why they say all mother-sentient beings? No, so that was, now you still understand that one, all mother-sentient beings, huh? All mother-sentient beings. So now back to, I just carry out by my squirrel in my backyard. So now here, what I want to do is like to explain you 9-round breathing meditations, okay? 9-round breathing meditations. So for the sake of knowledge, you can teach your children, you can, you know, like explain to your friends, you know, why is 9-round breathing meditation? So now I just explain briefly about thought, you know, every thought according to Vajrayana teachings, Vajrayana Buddhism, every thought comes with energy. They're subtle, you know, this is not like, in Tibetan the word called lung, you know, literally means wind, but it doesn't mean wind that blows things, not that wind. So, you know, that's like very subtle. Then the English translation is probably energy. I'm not sure how to say better than that, so energy, so something. You know. Every thought, whether it's positive or negative, it comes with the energy. You can't separate it. You cannot separate them. You can't do that. So, when the thought become, if that thought is not balance means flexible. Same. Balance, flexible, I think is pretty much same. You know, imbalance, then tight. Probably same thing, you know. Less runwa means well balanced. It's not uptight. It's, you know, could go either way. It doesn't have to be particular way. It could be either way, you know. Or it could go to leg lean or chilly leg. Doesn't mean it could go either way. Doesn't have to be shelly leg. It could go to, you know, doesn't have to be Papa John pizza, it can be Domino pizza too. Doesn't have to be Papa John. Flexible, doesn't have to be done. Flexible, not uptight. So there's like less rua. Lusim, less rua. Lu, less rua means well balanced mind. Oh, sorry, well balanced body. You know, that's why you do yoga. Try to, you know, try to release the tension in your body. When the body becomes so tight, that creates some kind of pain. Similar to the mind, same, pretty much same. Yoga doesn't mean physical movement. Yoga simply means practice. The Sanskrit word, Tibetan called Nanjor, means, simply means practice. So, Lu Lesurwa, well-balanced body. Sen Lesurwa, well-balanced mind. So now every thought that is rise, if that thought is imbalanced, uptight, very energy that comes with that thought is completely wasted. Wasted. Where it goes to your channels. It goes to your channels. Whether it's like useful or wasted, it goes to your channels. Then it's so many of them imbalance energy or wasted energy goes through your channels, then get stuck, then cause physical discomfort, then cause mental discomfort. Okay, so for the sake of knowledge, it's first it cause physical discomfort, then that contribute to the mental discomfort. That's why nine round breathing meditation is the technique how to get rid of those wasted energy which is stuck in our channels, okay? So now for the sake of knowledge, So now think about stress. Stress did not mention in the text, it did not say stress. It needs to be very clarified, no? So this is not the meditation for stress, it didn't say that. But now think about the stress. If the stress is form of what is stress? So now we need to think about what is stress. It's part of physical body, it's like part of mind. What is it? What is it? What is stress? So what I'm saying is very much hope this meditation will help. But according to the text, this text did not say, oh, this breathing meditation is to how to get rid of stress. Did not say that. Please don't tell other people, oh, Gisela said this breathing meditation how to get rid of stress. And come here, I will charge you $5 an hour. That's no good. So I did not say, it needs to be very clear, did not say. So what I'm saying is I'm very much hopeful this 9-round breathing meditation will help if you define what the stress is. If you define what stress is. Oh. So what do you do? So you sit comfortably. Any form of breathing meditation does require sit straight, no? this is very, very foreign to your ear. These all things are very foreign to your ear. But according to Buddhism, you know, particularly Vajrayana Buddhist teachings, we function, we blink, we move, all of that. That is the work of energy, wind, energy, channels, chakras. Because of that, we function. Without that, we cannot function. No? So energy, you know, channels. So for the sake of knowledge, why you stayed street? Why you sit straight? Straight? If you sit straight, the channel is going to be straight. When the channel is straight, energy will run through smoothly. That's why. It's not just traditions. That's reason. It's not just traditions. That's a reason. So any form of breathing meditation you do, it's good to sit straight, you get more benefit. That's why. Like this, set the back, make sure the back is straight. So now what you do, so you use your left hand, and the ring finger. So then block your left nostril. Is this left? Yeah, it's left. Is this left?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You inhale long, slow, all the way in. Okay? Inhale. Then same finger block right nostril, exhale all the way out. Of course, need to clear your nose first. So before you hear any kind of sound, you need to clear your nose. So now, like again, please again. So left hand ring finger block your left nostril, long slow all the way in. We do 3 times. So that's first round. First round, there will be 3 rounds. Called 9 round breathing meditation, 3 round, each round 3 breathing, so they become 9. So now, should do again or you no? Do it again one more time. Left hand, long slow, twitter, long slow, one long slow, okay. That's first round. Now second round in the same right hand, same finger. Is this ring finger? Okay. So then block the right nostril and do the same from the left. Inhale, long slow. So this second round, so now third round from the both nostril, inhale, exhale, you know. This is called 9 round breathing meditation. So 9 round breathing meditation. If you you can do one like a whole set, so then do another one also and see how it benefits. And I did not make this up last night. So thinking, what I should say tomorrow? No, I didn't make this up. If you read this book called Lamrim, they've been taught 650 years ago, this book was written. If you read that book, you'll find there. So then from your side, you explain something which has lineage. Chungo Kangsu means Chungo, beginning of the water is connected to the snow. Similarly, all the practice that you teach and needs to come from, in Buddhism, come from Shakyamuni Buddha. So if that kind of instruction, if you follow, it's more likely it produce some results. Okay. So now, see, So you do that mind, non breathing meditations, you do that if you are interested. So then you will get benefit. If you are interested, you will get benefit. So then after that, so now how to balance my mind, how to balance. So I learn, imbalanced mind is not good because it creates some kind of energy that is not good. So how to balance your mind, how to balance. There's nothing to take. Well, you say, okay, take this, what is it called? This is called enlightened mint. Enlightenment. Enlightenment. You can buy, so somebody put it here, you can buy. I don't think that you'll be enlightened taking one of them. I don't think you'll take you'll get enlightened taking one of them. So I distributed this a little bit, now only three left. So so then you also have what you call, there's like some kind of soap or some kind of pills they just call karma bean or something, I'm not sure, karma something they say. So anyway, so now how to balance my mind? You and me, we are equally capable, all of us capable. What we need to do, we need to focus. Focus. It's different than mindfulness. In order to focus, you do need mindfulness. But when you focus, what happened? When you focus, what happened? Just try. Just analyze. Just, you know, just do research. Just research, you know. Someday, jishya, someday, there's a Tibetan word, someday, you know, concentrations, someday jishya. Jishya means result. The result of concentration will be calm mind, peaceful mind. See, calm mind, peaceful mind. Is the result of what? It's not the result of eating this mint. No, no, I don't think. It's the result of single-pointed meditations, concentrations. So make your mind calm and peaceful. See, Sunday chishis, so Sunday chishis, low your trolls, wisdom frees you, wisdom liberates you, from where? From problems. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the result of knowledge. So that means we have to educate ourselves how to keep our mind calm, peaceful, and how to protect our peace of mind require knowledge, require wisdom. Wisdom is the product or result of knowledge. Knowledge by listening, reading, hearing, and knowledge are so then not just thinking, then you know, contemplating, so then deep thinking, then produce wisdom. So that wisdom then frees you from, you know, from problems. So for example, you know, so this clock has features. So I very much like to use all these features. Let me say some mantra. It's not going to help. What do you need? You need to learn. You need to learn how to do this. You need to learn. And just simply sitting there saying some mantra or hoping that, you know, you will know how to use. No, that's not how things happen. Huh? Or you need to, somebody need to teach, or you need to read instruction, then you need, you know, then wisdom, so then you figure it out. Same problem, same, you know, need to require wisdom, okay? So now back to Sunday chishi, so concentrations make your mind calm and peaceful. Yiji Langbo, Yiji Langbo, I'm quoting the text, Yiji Langbo, that's also text has been written many hundred years ago. Yiji Langbo, Dowal, Yiji Langbo. Mind is considered as an elephant. Elephant. I said this, some of you probably know, please bear with me. So there are some new people, so Yiji Langbo. Mind is considered as an elephant. And here in America, when you say, oh, there's elephant in the room, what that means? There's elephant in the room. In Buddhism, there's elephant in the room all the time. The elephant is in the room all the time. Elephant is here all the time. It's not nice. Your body sit here, elephant in the flea market, looking for things. Your body is in the Kadamba Center, your elephant is in the flea market, looking around. Oh, I see that. Elephant, the mind is, comes to the elephant. Why? Physically, elephant is very powerful. Powerful. So if you are farmer, if you when you grow corn, when the elephant get into the cornfield, it will destroy it. Many, many acres of corn just moving around, elephant. Yiji Lambo, Dwalas. That elephant is on the move all the time. It's on the move. It's not still. If that elephant is still, so we all enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind, but that's not the case. Elephant is on the move all the time. Yiji Lambo, Dwalas. So that's the fact. It's nothing to do with the religion. It's nothing to do with the Christianity. It's nothing to do with the Buddhism. It's nothing to do with whether you believe in religion or not. No, no. Oh, say, oh, only Buddhist people, people who believe in Buddhism, they have elephant. We don't have elephant. It's not like that. We all do have elephant. Oh. Regardless whether we believe or not, you know, it doesn't matter. We have elephant. Oh. So that elephant is on the move all the time. Going, moving. What did you do? So now you need to find hitching post for what? To tie that elephant. It's not just hitching post. That hitching post needs to be very steady, strong, firm. Kawa usually means pillar, you know. So maybe Tibetan, you know, we don't have hitching post, we just tie elephant. Not the elephant, Tibet, of course, there's no elephant. But we tie the cows onto the pillar, you know. So maybe a cow, hitching post needs to be very firm one, okay? Maybe a cow. So what is that? That's like mental image. It needs to be just one, cannot be multiple. Just need to be, that's why I call single pointed. One image can be color, can be water, can be tree, just one. Or can be picture, just one. Try and see how you feel. Just try, you know. Chenpe tabe nyechingness. Chenpa means mindfulness. Mindfulness, that's like rope. You already have elephant now. The elephant on the move. So you already have hitching poles. Now you have rope. What's my job is to catch that elephant and tie on that hitching post. Oh. So now, sit and think. That elephant is been on loose. It's been on loose. It's been on the loose, many years. It's not going to be easy to catch the elephant. No, easy. So don't just expect. Oh, it's easy to catch. No, it's not easy to catch. So let's sit down. Let's see. Whatever image that you use as a hitching post, you can use whatever image, but it has to be one. Only one. There has to be single. So then see, like, what elephant is. Oh, no, elephant is. Oh, come here, let's go to the flea market. And you say, no. Next 5 minutes, you are not going anywhere. You're going to sit here. Or go to maybe check email. No. Or maybe how's about opening the refrigerator? If you don't let me check email, how is about opening the refrigerator to need to do grocery shopping 2 days to Sunday? All kind of tricks that elephant plays to get away. Tebe tamen mi ve kawat temola tebe tamen ye So now you still finally, you managed to catch that elephant. Not just catch, then you managed to tie that elephant on the hitching post. Sherab, called wisdom. In Tibetan word called wisdom is like sherab. So now you're sitting here and you're trying to do single-pointed meditation, then another set of thought, overlook, observe your meditations. That's called like kind of like wisdom or like analyze. It's kind of looking over whole, like overviewing the whole meditation process. It's like in India, not just India, now Nepal also, Thailand, they have like piece of metal like this long, and there's like hook on the at the beginning. So they use that to train elephant. Even if you want to go there, so then put there, so they like fold a little bit. So there's the wisdom. Set up structures. And that's exactly what is the purpose of that mind, that's called wisdom, is if elephant said, okay, now let's go to do something, then you say, no, you sit here, you don't go anywhere. Next 5 minutes you sit here. Then elephant will come up with some other ideas. Oh, how's about maybe that you look like that you need to go to the bathroom? All kind of things, you know, so next 5 minutes, you know. So I already went to the bathroom, I don't need to go to the bathroom, you sit there like that. Sherab charges. So wisdom. So that look, that observe all whole meditations, observe. Rim onchas. Rim eventually. Sequentially or eventually, then you gain the power. You gain the power to control the elephant. All my life, I was like, you know, guided by elephant. You know, my elephant. That elephant is not calm. That elephant is kind of wild, guiding me, you know, so dragging me here, dragging me there, asking me to say this, you know, then do this, all kind of things. Now you tell. It's eventually, you tell your elephant what to do, not the elephant tells you what to do. Sherab charges you more chance. Result? Well-balanced mind, simply as well, well-balanced mind. So of course, you know, then there's a deeper level of meditation, what is called shamatha meditation. There's like 9 stages you go through, 9 levels, you know. So then you ultimately, you achieve physical pliancy and mental pliancy. So see, when you go outside, there's like painting outside there. Monks, elephant, rabbit, monkey, what else? Yeah, maybe tree. So that kind of explains the 9 stages of meditation. Because of single point, the highest level of single point meditation called shamatha or samadhi meditation, or shine. Shine means being with the object very peacefully, not like being with the object very peacefully. Single shine. With the object, with very peacefully, shine. Singapore, you can do, I can do, we all can do. But we need to put some effort. Otherwise, mind is not going to be calm, So that's exactly how to be within and how to be present. How to be within. Be within yourself, be present. That's exactly how to be within or be present. With the object. There. So then that will produce, and just try, see, will that make your mind calm and peaceful? What is the alternative? You can use, simply you can use, it is another alternative to make your mind calm and peaceful. But according to 2,500 years ago, the instruction has been taught. According to that instructions, how to make your mind calm, they suggest you concentrate. Didn't say, oh, you become Buddhist, didn't say that. Did not say, oh, you have to believe in something, didn't say. What they say is focus. That's all they say, focus. If you don't have mind, then you don't need to focus. If you don't have mind, that's very good news. Then you don't need to focus. Don't need to focus. Why you need to focus? Don't need to focus. If you have mind, if you focus, you get benefit. Then you can make your mind calm and peaceful. Only like, just start with short, multiple. At the beginning, short, it has to be short and multiple. When you become experienced, then few, long. That's how meditation has been done. Or at the beginning, you get kind of excited, then you sit there too long and push yourself. Yeah, of course, elephant is not going to be happy. So the next time when elephant sees the meditation cushions and it wants to throw up, so then that's unskillful of doing meditation, unskillful. Short. 1 minute or maybe 30 seconds, 1 minute, multiple times. See, if you can focus, one second. Logically, it doesn't make sense. Why you cannot focus 2 seconds? Doesn't make sense, logically. If you cannot focus, then you cannot focus even 1 second. You cannot focus. That means you cannot focus. If you can focus 1 second, so that clearly shows you have ability to focus 2 seconds. Can you imagine? Sitting with one object next hour, 1 hour, 20 minutes. Can you imagine what it does? If you can sit with just think one thing, can you imagine what that does, what it does? Can you imagine? You're just sitting there, just thinking one thing, crystal clear. It's not just a fuzzy. Of course, in the beginning, it's not going to be crystal clear, but it's the result of your work. Eventually, you are not looking at your eye. You are seeing from your mental eyes. You are seeing the object from your mental eyes. And you sit there with that, so you stick with that object. Can you imagine? The same like imagining, I don't have any thought. Can you imagine like not having any multiple like zillions of thought? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine? Yeah. Or having just positive thought. That's all you have. Just positive thought. Can you imagine that? Having just positive thought, look there, something, thinking something beautiful, something wonderful. Can you imagine that? Now the question, is that possible? With effort? Absolutely, it is possible, with effort. Without effort, nothing can be done. Even just making a pizza requires effort. With effort, there will be results. Can you imagine? Just pause and take a minute, take a moment to think. I can only think just one thing, only one thing. Next 30 minutes, I can only think just one thing. That one thing becomes very clear, crystal clear. Can you imagine that? That's guarantee you will have benefit, guarantee. Becoming Buddhist, becoming Christian, becoming Buddhist, becoming this, becoming that, doesn't guarantee happiness. Doesn't guarantee calm mind. If you manage to train your mind, so then you will see the result. That's guarantee. Other than that, so like what? Eating Papa John pizza, does guarantee happiness? Eating Papa John pizza, does it guarantee happiness? I eat Papa John pizza many times, so this is life is not free of complications. otherwise, there's many, I say campaign for happiness. So maybe I will tell you one story. Do you mind? So I've told this story many times ago. So it helps me greatly. So I'm hoping it will help you. Otherwise, my elephant is looking for in something all the time. So there's stories like, I'm not sure, story or somebody made it up. I'm not sure. That one probably, definitely somebody made it up. It's not something the Buddha taught. Somebody made it up. I'm not sure how long it goes. The story about, you know, the President Bush, sorry, about President Bush. Okay. So, President Bush is about to go to tour, to look around, tour. So, in heaven and hell, it's tour in heaven and hell. So, guy who's responsible to show around, so then ask President Bush, say, where you want to go first? Then President Bush said, oh, maybe I just want to go to check it out, what the hell realm, hell's. So guy said, okay, it's up to you. So then took it there. So what he saw is like all his friends, like defense minister, foreign minister, all of the many ministers there, Rumsfeld. So that I remember one, or then probably Dick Cheney and all of them. So when he went to hell realm, so then he saw they are like playing golf and drinking beers and playing music, all of that. So then guy said, okay, time's up. So tomorrow, heaven. And then took to heaven. So quiet, no music, no golf, no beer. So quiet. Very quiet. So the third day is to choose. So then it's a time up, so then they went back. So then third day, the guy said, which one do you choose? And the President Bush said, oh, I can't be embarrassed to tell you, but now I choose hell realm, so we'll go there. So okay, so guys, it's up to you, so we do go there. So they went there. And nobody's playing golf. There's nobody playing golf. No music, no beer. It's all like muddy pond, people soaking the oil, all of that. Then Bush said, what happened? It's different than yesterday. Then guy said, yesterday is a campaign for hell. So today is real. So that, you know, really helps me, like, you know, when I see, you know, of course, I'm a monk, you know. Yeah, of course, that elephant went all the, oh, maybe if I become like that, maybe I'll be more happier. I say, oh, that's campaign for happiness. It's going to be different. Huh? Oh, if I can get that, you know, so maybe I'll be happy. No. That's going to be. Oh, like when you see the cat in someone's house, oh, this looks so cute, I really want that. That's campaign for happiness. So when you get one, it's going to be very different. Oh, so it's going to be different. Then there's all kind of complications come with that. So if you have like very expensive couch, so leather couch, then there's extra worry that comes with. Then, you know, showering them all kind of complications, cutting the nails to all the way from how is the showering. But right from the beginning, all of us, it's very important to understand, to be aware. No, that does not mean don't get cat. It doesn't mean like that. But right from the beginning, need to be very aware that doesn't guarantee happiness. Very important. Anything that you get. Oh, like a nice couch, first day, get excited. Right from the beginning, it's very, very important to be aware. Be aware. Your mind change, object change, your interest change. Nothing lasts forever. Everything change. So that's the topic that we need to. Today, the topic is change. Which is almost very, very important. That helps. So now, today, you know, so there's only a few minutes left. Sorry, so I just thought about devising group. So today's topic is change. Why is so important to, why is very important to understand change? In Buddhism, it's called impermanent change. Why we need to know impermanent? Why is it important? So think about it. Ooh. Steve Jobs, who found Apple. Now everybody, not eating but playing with apples. But see, when you hear word apple, what do you think? You think your phone or you think a real apple? What do you think? Huh? The phone that you have, is it apple or no? It's not apple. No. Huh? But it's called apple. That's called apple?
Yes.
The company, that's the apple or like not apple? Apple, what's the apple? What's the apple? Then now they very become so famous. Apple company. See, it's like, so now that's very interesting because we get used to it. We get used to the level, and we believe there's something absolute, but actually somebody just made it up. Somebody just called. Oh, this is very fashion. Everybody's trying to get one of this. Oh, this. So this is very something to have one because this is now very fashion. After like 10 years, nobody wants. You know, like that. Very interesting. Sorry, so I got distracted by Apple. So there's no, what I'm trying to say is like, change. So think about, so if any of you want to say something, importance of change. Maybe there's a way to enjoy everything. There's a way to enjoy, you know, with deeper knowledge. Right from the beginning, you are fully aware. Didn't say, oh, don't listen to music. It doesn't mean, why don't listen to music? You can listen to music. That was wrong. There's nothing wrong. But if you become attached, oh, so then they cause problems. Anything. That means you become uptight. Huh? It's very important. Then include this light. Use for benefit others as much as you can. Your life become meaningful, but how long is it going to be here? No clue. There's no clue. Fragile, easy to lose. Very fragile, unpredictable, fragile. Top of that, no clue how long you're going to be here. Therefore, does not make your life miserable by thinking something. And according to now, okay, I remember Steve Jobs, why I'm talking about Apple. Steve Jobs, he give one lectures. I'm not sure some people say he's Buddhist or not Buddhist, doesn't matter if he's Buddhist or not Buddhist, who cares. But what he says, he in the lecture, he says, treating every day is last day. Somebody who found the Apple company get benefit, that kind of, that is not body, it's thought. That's the mind that thinks. Every day is the last day, he said, you can accomplish so much. Doesn't mean it's going to be last day. That's exactly the same things about literature of empowerment in Buddhism. Same things. Every day, what do you do? If it's your last day, what do you do? Make your life miserable? Or think just negative? What do you do? If you ask any person, they want to do something good. They want to call their mother and say, I love you. If this last day. No, you hear news, there's something happened, people almost died. When they interview, they what they say. They realize life is so precious. If you want to say something good, say now. So that is the point, whole point about studying impermanence is to, how is it, to help you to basically think something positive. Sangdang jigechi manis, sang is tomorrow. There's quotation from Kadamba, sang is tomorrow, jigechi ma, next life. You may think, oh, next life problem, that's like up to 20 years, 40, 50 years. You could be wrong. You could be very wrong, not just wrong, very wrong. Next life, tomorrow, which one comes first? Do you have any clue? Do I have any clue? No, I don't have any clue. Maybe, probably you do. If you have clues, then you can party. So next 10 years, I'll be here. If you have clear understanding, yeah, so then that's not the case. Sangda jigenshi manji ngondo kanyu to mebe sangge chogma chime chogma bevaris. So there's many, many quotations. So just think about maybe next Sunday, then we'll divide the group, so then please contribute. Why is change? Why is it so important to understand change? Why? And what is impermanent? And also think about a little bit about what Steve Jobs says, treating every day is like last day. As a Buddhist, that's what you're supposed to do every day. As a Buddhist, that's meditation you're supposed to do. So that doesn't mean, you know, like life becomes shorter. Oh, it helps you immensely. You know? So now time is way over, sorry. So I didn't have a chance to divide the group. So, and I hope that 9-round breathing meditation, there's something I feel good about. Then I'm not sure all the things that I said, I'm not sure whether they benefit you or not, I'm not sure. But you know, so 9-round breathing meditations, you learn, it will benefit you. It's taught by Grand Master, you know, you get benefit, okay? So I myself try every single day, you know, I might try, myself try to think impermanent and all such, you know, like nature of our existence, my own existence, connection between me and other sentient beings. I try to think about that, you know, through some of the material that I memorize, then I say, then I try to, you know, reflect on that. So, and there are, you know, benefit here, there are some benefit, okay? So then, even like one's own death comes, it means nothing. Why are you so afraid? There's nothing to be afraid. No, so then you kind of like, once a blue moon, not every day. Once a blue moon, you think like, oh, if I die today, I have nothing to regret. It's okay, it's very okay. You know, so there's nothing wrong. So once a blue moon, that thought rise. Once a blue moon. Once a blue moon, I need better than nothing. Once a blue moon, that rise. So they say, okay. No. So they say, sometimes you know, I'm kind of scared. I used to be scared by sleeping by myself. You know, so like maybe after there may be some ghost or maybe something. Then I realize, oh, anyway, you're going to die. If somebody wants to eat me, just go ahead and eat. You know, there's nothing else. I'm going to die anyway. So that, you know, kind of produce peaceful sleep. Peaceful sleep, temporarily. Peaceful sleep. So that's the benefit of thinking of change, okay? So, yeah. Sorry, so all the time is finished now. And maybe next Sunday, definitely divide a group and we'll read the questions, okay? 3 questions next Sunday. Yeah.
In the Gopher book, please turn to page 246. And if you have the white binder rather than Gold Prayer Book, just it's the prayers on the back of the same page you read. That says Kadampa Center Prayers on the other side. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, attain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled when the mind lays down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now turn back a couple of pages to 244-245 for the short long life prayers. We start with the one for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, You are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And on the opposite page, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back on the other side, you uphold the Siddhuru's moral way, who serves as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please live long. And now seven green Tara mantras for Geshe-la and Geshe Sampo's long, healthy, happy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.